time to talk health matters. We do that with the Heart and Stroke Foundation. Corrie Erasmus, who is a registered dietitian, is on the line. And today we're talking about the dietary approach to stop hypertension, or DASH. And Kerry is going to dash in and tell us all about it. Kerry, good morning. Welcome.
Morning, Wayne. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. Thank you once again for joining us. And today, the program or the topic for the chat is DASH. Can you explain the DASH eating plan and its primary goals?
Absolutely. So DASH stands for Dietary Approaches to Stop Hypertension, which is high blood pressure. And it's a research-backed eating plan that has proven to lower high blood pressure and promote overall well-being. So by following the DASH eating plan, you improve your blood pressure. Individuals can significantly then also reduce their risk of cardiovascular disease and stroke.
And how did the DASH eating plan come about, and what research supports its effectiveness?
So the DASH eating plan is a very well-researched eating plan. There is strong evidence proving its effectiveness in improving a person's blood pressure. So evidence shows that even if you're not diagnosed with high blood pressure yet, following the DASH eating plan can still improve your blood pressure levels. And very interestingly, some evidence shows that even a low adherence to the DASH eating plan, so in other words, following the plan less strictly, also still improves your overall health outcomes related to cardiovascular disease. So this just shows that the DASH eating plan is a healthy eating approach that can work for everyone.
And Corrie, what sets the DASH eating plan apart from other popular diets, and what are some of the proven health benefits for following the DASH eating plan?
So what sets DASH apart is its focus on balance. It's all about adding essential nutrients rather than cutting out foods. Last week, we also spoke about how damaging it can be if you cut out lots of food and food groups in your diet. So DASH is all about adding essential nutrients. So when it comes to health benefits, there are many studied benefits. So to highlight a few, the DASH emphasizes certain micronutrients, specifically your potassium, magnesium, and calcium, which is believed to affect the blood vessels and reduce blood pressure. It also emphasizes a low salt intake and a high fiber content, which both has been associated with reduced blood pressure as well.
And what types of foods are emphasized in the DASH eating plan?
So the DASH eating plan, like I said, is all about balance. It recommends loading up on fresh ingredients, including your fruits, vegetables, your whole grains, your lean proteins, and your low-fat dairy. And in this way, you also eat less salt because you're having less convenience in highly processed and refined foods.
Okay.
So specific foods that are high in the nutrients that we talked about, your potassium, magnesium, and calcium, are especially your spinach, your white beans, your red kidney beans, chickpeas, unsalted almonds, cashews, peanuts, and then eggs as well.
And then when it comes to salt reduction in the DASH eating plan, what are the recommended daily limits? Because salt is one of those no-nos. You know, you need to try and cut that down.
Yes, so salt is a major contributor to high blood pressure. It's recommended to limit your daily salt intake to 5 grams, which is about equivalent to 1 teaspoon of salt for the day. So this includes salt that you add during cooking, but also salt at the table, or salt or sodium that's added prior in processing and convenience foods. So listeners can watch out for salt displayed as sodium on food labels. A product that has more than 600 milligrams per 100 gram of food is considered to be high in sodium or salt.
Okay, so sodium is one of the key words to look out for if you're checking up on the salt content.
Yes.
And then what are some of the easy ways to incorporate DASH principles into daily meals?
So a great way to stay away from salt when cooking is to rather use lemons, herbs, and raw spices like your turmeric, cumin, paprika to flavor your foods. Start with small changes, like we said, swapping white bread for whole grain options or low GI breads to add that fiber. Incorporate a new fruit or veggie into your meals each week, or like we talked about yesterday, last week. simply adding a small portion of side salad or vegetable to one of your meals a day can already make a big difference. Definitely limit ultra processed foods like your instant noodles, cereals, and sugary drinks. When you cook at home, you can use DASH friendly ingredients that are high in potassium, magnesium, and calcium, like the spinach that we were talking about, and that helps you not to buy takeaways or eating out where you can't control what is necessarily added to the food. And then lastly, pay attention to food labels. So check your food labels, make sure that the product you're choosing is low in salt. Look out for the heart mark on products. So that is the heart and stroke patients mark with the big heart with the knife and fork on the side. So that shows that the product is considered to be a healthier option.
And then the Heart and Stroke Foundation has resources available and they can help listeners get going with the DASH diet. What do you have available?
Yes, so as I mentioned, we have different HeartMark products that are endorsed, making it easier for listeners to choose healthier products. So they can visit our website for a list of these HeartMark approved products. And that is at www.heartfoundation.co.za. And then on our website, we also have a collection of recipe books. We also have a specific DASH edition recipe book that they can download and use for tasty and nutritious meal ideas.
Okay, so all the information is available. It's a case of just getting out there and doing a little bit of research and getting to know what it's all about and then applying it.
Yes, definitely. Try new recipes, see what works for you.
Okay, well, that definitely seems like a challenge for 2025, especially for somebody who's suffering from heart problems and hypertension, I would guess.
Yes. It's a great way for them to start working on getting to a healthier diet.
Great. Kari, thank you very, very much for the chat and looking forward to chatting again next week, Tuesday.
Thank you, Wayne.
Cheerio then. That's Kari Erasmus from the Heart and Stroke Foundation, one of the registered dietitians, talking to us today about the DASH diet. And this chat will be available on our website, wildcoastradio.co.za, later on today.